RDS, both parts of the RDS. So I mean, this is one of the biggest, it is the biggest technology event in Europe, but it is one of the biggest opportunities for Irish companies, and in particular for Cork companies, to go out and literally meet people from Google, meet people from Facebook. Last year, I stood at a bar with the CEO of Dropbox and the CEO of HubSpot. In the last 12 months, both those companies have moved to Dublin. If we get enough people from Cork to go to things like the Dublin Web Summit, those companies will come to Cork instead of coming to Dublin, because they make decisions on going to places based on culture, based on hiring, not necessarily because it's the biggest city. So with in mind the fact that we want to get as many Cork people going to the Dublin Web Summit as possible, we came up with a bit of an idea. So in conjunction with VoxPro and PCH, two great Cork companies, and ourselves, Trusta, we've chartered a train from Irish Rail that the day before the Dublin Web Summit will leave Kent Station and travel not to Houston Station, but all the way out to the RDS. 180 people from Cork will be on that train. En route, we have guest speakers from Silicon Valley. We have hardware partners bringing all their toys. We're running electric picnic on a train for all intents and purposes. And on top of that, it's all complete.
Without the drugs.
And on top of that, okay, there may be a limited... No. And on top of that, it's entirely free. So that's thanks to, you know, some people a whole lot richer than me forking out the money, because again, they're Cork-based companies. If you don't know, Dan Kiley and VoxPro are just the success story of the year, really. Liam Casey and PCH, you know, have an office here in Cork with 100 people in it, have an office in Shenzhen in China with 9,500 people in it, and are Apple's largest non-Asian supplier, and that's a Cork man. So we want everybody in Cork to get the exposure to the companies, the people from all over the world that will be at the Web Summit. What we'll be doing is we'll literally be leaving it open to applications for people to apply. We have two different, you can apply as an individual, you can also apply as a startup, because one of the things we're doing is one of the carriages will have 10 startups on it, and basically we'll be doing speed mentoring. So there's a company called Techstars, who are the biggest technology accelerator program in the world. They're the gang that Barack Obama deal with. They've just opened an office in the UK, and they're bringing some of the smartest people in technology onto train, and literally the 10 Cork startups will literally have the run of them for the best part of 3.5 hours. So what we'd invite you to do is tomorrow, the designers are outside finishing it, tomorrow night or at midnight, we'll be putting startupexpress.net live. You can go onto that anytime over the next 3 weeks, put in your application. We'll be releasing the tickets out in bursts. We are giving preference to students and those poor people who can't afford a ticket off our Irish Rail. Rich people, get your limos to take you on. If you have any questions at any time, you can contact us in Trustiv, but we'll have all the information up on startupsexpress.net, and we really hope that you'll seriously consider going to the Dublin Web Summit. It's 2 days. It's not what you think it is. It's not a technology conference. There's a room with 3,000 people listening to speeches. There's technology companies, there's suppliers. It's an incredible experience for any company, and I guarantee you, no company goes to it that doesn't come back with business, new people to hire, or connections that, you know, they'll spend the next year trying to deal with. So that's it. Back to the bar, back to drinking. Thank you all so much for coming here tonight, and we look forward to more events like this before the end of the year.